Christ in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in him no other. My soul is satisfied in him alone.
Amen. Last week we preached on this verse in Colossians chapter 3. Set your mind on and keep focused habitually, from the Amplified Bible, on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things on the earth which have only temporal value. You have to have right thinking before you can have right living. And I trust that you've worked at that this week, of setting your mind, focusing, keeping it intact with the things of the Lord, saturating yourself with truth. Is that hard to do in our day? You're being bombarded to put your mind on all kinds of other things and worry about all the things and all trivia coming in your brain. And he says, set your mind and keep focused habitually on things above, on heavenly things, not on things of the earth, temporal things. And I challenge you to keep that message in mind and go back and read Colossians chapter 3. We spent some time there last week. Right thinking, because right thinking precedes right living. And you know, I'm going into right living this morning. And if you're not into right thinking, you're going to think my right living is crazy. Because it's based on right thinking. And it's very, very important to catch that and to, wow, that's wonderful. Everybody turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We can live right in a wrong world in this year. We can. We must. We have the opportunity this year to do some right things. I think more so than last year. And we have some opportunities. And as our president-elect said, Merry Christmas. That's a whole new word of the last 4, 5, 6 years. A whole new word. Now to us it's, what? But when you were forced to say Happy Holidays, now you can say Merry Christmas, Jesus. And I think there's going to be some different things going on in our day. And I think that opens up some witnessing opportunities. That opens up some right living because of right thinking. And that's so elementary. But it is a step in the right direction. And to realize, the last verse that's going to be read this morning is therefore Psalm 119 verse 128. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. And because of that, I hate every false, wrong way. Is that right? Now that's potent. And I want you to think, we're not going to cover Psalm 119, all the verses this morning. That's why tonight, bring your testimonies, and we're going to have that tonight. We're going to do a lot of singing, and we're going to just discuss, how do we live right in a wrong world? So be here tonight at 6 o'clock. Very, very important to catch that. Tim, come and read us our text here. Psalm 119, starting verse 13.
If you'll please stand out of the reverence for God's Word, if you're able. And it's Psalms 119, verses 113 through 128. And it's page 477 in the Red Pew Bible. If you'll follow along as I read, starting in verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all of them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the world like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, and for the word of thy righteousness. Do with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love the commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thank you, and you may be seated.
Thank you. We're going to start with verse 22. Verse 22. It is amazing to catch this and to realize that we have a wrong world. And it started from Adam, and it's continued. And if a person doesn't have right thinking, they're going to have wrong thinking from their birth and their sinful nature, and our world's going to go wrong. But you have right thinking. And we have the right truth, and we can live right in a wrong world. Psalm 119, all these verses are in Psalm 119 in our 16 verses here. I'm going to jump around a little bit. Verse 122, look at it. Verse 122, the King James says, "Be surety for thy servant for good." It just means, please guarantee a blessing for me. If you do right, will you be blessed? That is so important. I'm going to do that again. You can all say amen. If you do right, will you be blessed? Amen. If you do wrong, will you be cursed? I wish that wasn't the way God set it up, but that's the way He set it up. You obey me and I'll bless you. I want you to know, if you do right in this wrong world, you will not only be blessed, but God, you'll be blessed in life. You'll be blessed in your marriage. You'll be blessed in your parenting. You'll be blessed in your work. You'll be blessed in your career. You'll be blessed in your thinking, in your happiness, in your joy. Is that right? Truth blesses you. Wickedness curses you. And the devil is bent on one thing. He's trying to get so many people wrapped up in this wicked world, and all he does is to kill, to steal, and destroy. And that's why right living is wonderful, wonderful. Verse 120, look at it. Verse 120. It says, "My flesh trembleth for fear of thee." I'm afraid of thy judgments, King James. Very good. The fear of God is magnificent. Last week I didn't hit this. I had it, but I skipped over it. I just wanted to take time to hit it a little bit today. Let's look at our verses on the fear of God. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is a man that feareth the Lord." Blessed. Catch that. "That delighteth greatly in His commandments." So if you delight in His commandments, love Him, obey Him, enjoy Him, worship in Him, you're going to be blessed because you fear God. They're right, and I'm going to do right, because if I do wrong, I get cursed. The fear of God. And then the next verse there is Proverbs 19, verse 23. And it says, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied." Catch that. "He shall not be visited with evil." Do you want to be satisfied? Go for God's way. He will not be cursed. Psalm 145, verse 19. "He will fulfill the desires of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them." He'll fulfill them, hear them, and save them. That's why I'm going to fear God, because He's the Almighty, and His way's right and blessed, and go against His way is cursed. Look, next verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Look at it with me. It says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Going after holiness in the fear of God. That's why we do right. That's why God says, you just keep doing right. Well, I can't always do it. Just keep at it. Keep at it. When you fall down, what? Get back up. When you fail, admit it, repent, and get back up. Because you're perfecting holiness. You're progressing in holiness in the fear of God, because I want His blessing. Matthew 15, verse 8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are what? Far from me. They're going through the motions religiously. And I want you to know, God knows your heart. Is that right? God knows your heart here this morning. He knows whether you're here waiting to see the football games this afternoon or this evening, or just here because, well, you had to come, or you're here because you want to be here. He knows. And it says, these people, religiously, they honor me with their talk, but their life and their walk doesn't. I know. That's fear of God. Proverbs 8, verse 13, our last verse on the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is to what? It's pretty plain, isn't it? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And then he lists some of them. Pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the froward mouth, do I hate. And the fear of the Lord. Do we need a good dose of the fear of the Lord today in our culture, in our lives, in our homes, in our schools, in our churches? We need a good dose of the fear of God. Parents, that's important. They need to fear God. That's why I do right. As a teenager, if I didn't fear God and my mama, I wouldn't be here today. And to fear God, God says, you know, Mom, why can't I do this? Because God said don't. Why not? One day you'll understand. Because to do right is to be blessed. To do wrong is to be cursed. And you don't want that. You don't want that. The fear of God. And now it's not just afraid of and running from. It's running to, because He's the Almighty. He's the All-Powerful. And His way is not only right, it's blessed and it's best and it works and it's real and you'll love it. And that's why He says, go God's way. Teenagers, the devil is trying to get you and mess you up. I'm going to go into some of these issues this morning. It looks so good in our world. And our world makes it look so good. It's got so many lights on it and so much tinsel on it and so much happy music on it. Isn't it amazing, all the commercials on all these drugs they're trying to get you to go to your doctor and ask for? And then they have to have a minute and a half commercial, because the last minute is, well, it affects this, it has this side effect, this side effect, this side effect, this side effect, this side effect. And all the time they're talking about all the side effects, the guy is catching a ball or running and eating and taking his grandchildren on walks. And it's terrible, because they're lying to you. The picture doesn't match the words. And they're wanting you not to listen to the words. They're wanting you to watch the picture. And then at the end it says, go ask your doctor to get this drug. You got to be kidding me. I want you to know, the devil is making sin and wickedness and unrighteousness look good today. And I want you to know, it might look like cotton candy and sugar and cupcakes and everything, but it isn't. It isn't. Teenagers, God's word is right. And to do right is worth it. It's worth it. And when you get 25, 30, you'll know it. And we're getting so many tore all the pieces between 15 and 25 and 30 today. It hurts my soul. Hurts my soul. Because right is blessed and best and wonderful. That was the fear of God. That was a little sidestep there. The fear of God is in verse 120 there. Let's go to 125. 125. It says this, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I might know thy testimonies. This understanding is discernment. Do we need to pray for discernment today? God help me to discern from right and wrong. What's getting getting close to wrong. Give me discernment, God. That's the cry of our soul there. Verse 128. This is my favorite verse. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false wrong way. Note it says, I esteem, I know, I lift high thy precepts. And I want you to catch this little phrase right here. Concerning all things. Do you mean to tell me everything in the Bible, if you obey the Bible in all things, how you work, how you have a home, how you have a teenage life, how you make decisions, how you go in life, how you choose a wife, how you choose a date, how you choose to spend your money, if you do that, will God bless you? Yes. Concerning, thy precepts concerning all things is right. And everything else is wrong and mess you up. Verse 115. Let's go to verse 115. It says, depart from me, ye evildoers. Get out of my life, all evil-minded people. Do we need to stop right here and say, okay, if somebody is pulling you down, or some TV show is pulling you down, or some music is pulling you down, what must you do? Is that right? Get out of here! And each of us are vulnerable to different things. Is that true? Please understand that. And teenagers and young adults, the devil's after you bad. And he's wanting to look like a candy bar, but it isn't. It isn't. And it is amazing. And he says, get out of here. Get out of my life. We must say that. Verse 121. It says, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. All it says is, I have done what is just and right. I'm kicking the evil out, and I'm going to do right. As for me and my house, what? We're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to do right. To the best of my ability, with all my gumption, I'm going to do what's right. And that is just powerful there. Verse 119. Thou puttest away all wickedness of the earth. That's our prayer. Is that right? God, it's killing people. All this wickedness of our world. Wrong thinking, wrong living, messed up, debauchery, blasphemy, messing people up. God, you put it away. You put it away. That's a prayer. Verse 119. 126. My last point before I go into my sermon this morning. I'm just in the introduction. Verse 26, it says, it is time for thee, Lord, to work. Is that a good statement? I just love that. Lord, it is time for you to act. These evil people have violated your testimonies. It's time for you to do something. Is that true of our day? It's time. It's time. And I believe that God has a time for us here in 2017. We're going to be able to see us rise our head with the biblical truth, and it's going to be more accepted. Huh? And I'm excited about 2017 very, very much. And how do we live right in a wrong world? How do we live right in a wrong world? Our first point here is be righteous. Be righteous. Catch every word here. I wrote this very carefully. By daily recognizing and radically, is that a big word? Radically repenting of and removing any and all, what's the next word? Traces of evil. Just a little bit. If you have cancer, do you want to get it all and every little bit? Yeah. Every trace of evil and unrighteousness from your own everyday life, big or small, large or small, progressing in holiness in the power of the Spirit. It just says, I'm going to do right. Psalm 119, verse 21. That's what the 21 means at the end. I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. This is the first one, because if we don't do right, The world looks at us as hypocrites, and the world looks at Jesus as not being real and relevant and working. We got to do right. God, help me. God, reveal to me. Let me recognize evil in my life. Let me radically repent of it and remove it. Every little trace. Don't leave any spinged. And help me, God. And help me to be growing, progressing in holiness. And I'll never be perfect, but by gummies, I'm going to start doing right. And the people in my life, they're going to say, hey, you don't talk like this. You don't act like this. You don't go to these places. You're trying to do right. You treat people this way. You don't treat people this way. And they see it because righteousness. Be righteous. Be righteous. We're going to end with that. Point number one and point number five are the same because we got to live it. Is that right? We got to live it. Point number two here is be repulsed, nauseated when you recognize any and all evil, unrighteousness that is unashamedly expressed. Is there some things just becoming just don't care anymore? Sin is called righteousness, and nobody says it's wrong, so it must be right, and it's just unashamedly expressed in our everyday world. In Psalm 119, verse 128, you know, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. To be repulsed, nauseated. Oh, I could give you some nauseated examples, but I'm not. They're too gross. You know, it's just terrible. It stinks. You know, it's nauseating. And we need to be repulsed by evil. It should make you mad when you see it on television. Is that right? You when you hear it in music. It should just, that's killing our people. That's killing our young people. It's messing people up. Being repulsed. In America, look at this. Look at this one. I hope you can read it. Can you read those? I tried to make them a little bigger. It says, Americans have killed our unborn and call it choice. Americans have tolerated drunkenness and call it a disease instead of sin. Americans have exploited the poor and call it the lottery. Americans have embraced homosexuality and call it an alternative lifestyle. The Americans have rewarded laziness and call it welfare. Americans have taught children fraudulent evolution and call it modern science. Americans have taught our daughters to dress like prostitutes and call it fashion. Is that true? We're in trouble in that area. We got to say, no, that's not going to happen in my home. And then the second one there, Americans have neglected to discipline our children and call it building self-esteem. Americans have committed idolatry and we call it entertainment. Americans have stolen from each other and we call it business. Americans have coveted their neighbor's possessions and we call it ambition. Americans have polluted the air with profanity and we call it free speech. Americans have produced and induced in pornography and call it freedom of expression. Americans have denied the inspiration of the Bible and call it scholarship. We need to stand up. Is that right? No, we're not going to go that way. And to realize, God help us to be repulsed. I have this by four things here, by cultural trends. Is our culture rolling towards God or rolling away from God? Well, it is. And we need to understand that. And you got to say, I'm not going to do that. Why aren't you? Everybody's doing it. No, not me. Young people, if your parents say we're just not wearing that, we're not going there, we're not listening to that, we're not buying that, there's a good reason. Are we being brainwashed into wrong living today that looks like right? And now each of us will define that a little differently, and don't get all upset there. But we need to realize the culture, our culture is being driven by wrong stuff. And I hope in 17 here we're going to see some of this turned around. Because right is right and wrong is wrong. Secondly, we see not only culture, but media. is our media, you know, our internet and all of our TV and all of the things. Is there so much going on? Parents, if you're not into your children's media, they shouldn't have it. And if they do have it, you should be checking and knowing what's going on. Any amens? And that's very important. Oh, my little darling don't do that. Oh, yes, your little darling will do that. They're being programmed, and evil's attacking in whole new ways today, isn't it not? Whole new ways. The cell phone is amazing. You know, I only use it for texting people because I can't type and I can talk and it understands West Virginian. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I can talk to it, prints it all out. I get excited every time. And I didn't know that your phone can just do everything. Siri, where am I? I don't know, you know. It's everything, you know. What's the square root of this? Seriously, who cares? You know, it just tells you everything. Where's the nearest restaurant? Siri should say, you're on a diet, you know. We have media today that evil is connected in, just like all the hacking going on we're hearing about. It's happening. And parents, if you're going to let your children have these things, you better be up on them. Can I say that again? It better be up on them. And you say, well, I don't intend to do that evil. Is it so addictive today? It's addictive. I want you to know your telephones are addictive. Texting and all this stuff, Facebook and all this stuff is addictive. If you're not careful, you spend an hour on it and you didn't even know it. Is that true? It's true. And wow. Next one is music. Music is just all over, not just secular music, but so-called religious music. You need to know what the words are saying. You need to know what the direction of the music is. You need to know. It's, you know, well, I like it. I don't care if you like it. It might be wrong. Your flesh, we need to understand what's flesh and what's spirit. I still have a paper back there. I think it's a 6-page paper back there of how to know the difference between flesh and spirit. I think that's a big problem in Christianity today, in Christian homes today, in Christians' own lives. Because they haven't figured out, this is flesh, this is spirit. And I'm in the flesh more than I admit. Huh? We're in the flesh more than we admit. And we think we're in the spirit, but we're in the flesh. And I think you need to examine your heart and examine yourselves to say, am I in the spirit, in the flesh? I do not think enough people ask that question. Because that's heavy. And you got to do some soul searching. And if we're not careful, we can be in the flesh and we think we're in the spirit. That's the worst. And I get there. I think there's only 10 back there, but if we get all those going, I'll print up some more. Those are just thought-provoking back there. And that is good. And the last one is just the people are in and around your life. The people in your everyday life saying words or doing acts of ungodliness. You're at work. Are you amazed what comes out of their mouths sometimes? You're just amazed. You're at school. What? And I want you to know, we need to be repulsed by this and to realize that this is something. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. I have it printed here if you want to write it down. It says, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. Is that true today? And it says, they will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God. Note in this list, disobedient to their parents. You mean that's as bad as some of these other things? Yes. And it says, and ungrateful, they will consider nothing sacred, nothing of God. It's all secular. They will be loving, unloving, and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. That's our day. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious. Catch this one here. This is going on a lot today. But they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. And you're saying, wow. I want you to know we need to be righteous ourselves, and secondly, we need to be repulsed by evil. Don't get to a place where we get complacent or apathy sets in and we get used to it. Are we being programmed to get used to evil? Every one of us, we have more evil popping at us and we don't even notice it anymore because we've gotten comfortable with it and we didn't even notice that those expletives were there or those suggestive things were there. We didn't even see it. And be repulsed by it. Just quickly, the last three. After you're righteous and repulsed, you need to be praying. You need to be praying. And that is so important, to be humble and broken for righteous revival in these people's lives. Do these people that are doing wrong need Jesus? And we need to know it, that I'm going to try to be righteous in a wrong world. I'm going to be repulsed by all this wrong. But I need to start praying for these people in our world. Is that right? If you're not careful, I'm just going to stay away from everything. No, you need to pray. When something's going wrong, go to God and be humble about it and broken and pray for revival, righteous revival in these people's lives and in these world events. I don't think we pray enough. We don't pray enough. And we see the problem. I think we recognize it and repulsed by it, but we don't pray. And I want to say here this morning, if you're trying to do right and you're repulsed by it and you don't end up praying for it, shame on you. That's flesh. A spiritual person would start praying. Huh? Start praying. And then fourthly, we are to proclaim. We are to be proclaiming what's going on here. We are to compassionately, look at all these words. I put them there very pointedly. Compassionately and passionately, for God's holy hatred and dreadful curse of evil. Is there a holy hatred of evil? God, yes. And then a dreadful curse. People who do wrong, their wrong just curses them. If a person takes drugs, does using drugs curse that person? Yes. You know, if a person gets drunk, does drinking curse that person? Yes. If somebody steals and lies and cheat, does that wrong deed curse that person because they got to keep it up? And there's a curse built in, and then there's a God curse to it. And we need to proclaim compassionately and passionately God's holy hatred and dreadful curse of evil on evil and His blissful blessings on righteousness. Is that right? You don't have to go that route. You know, if a policeman's sitting down the road with his radar and you're going the speed limit, do you need to fear him? No, you need to praise, because somebody could be crazy driving 100 mile an hour around you. I like going down the road with my speed control on, 7 over, and wave at the policeman when I go by. You know, and you know, what do you do? It's wonderful when you see a policeman and you don't... Oh, I'm doing wrong. Slow down. And you know, no, they're good. That's God. God is good. And to proclaim His blissful blessings on righteousness, and note humbly, because if you're not careful, take heed lest ye what? Fall. Humbly, but boldly to the everyday people in your world. And then lastly, be more righteous. Be more righteous. Is that right? I start with be righteous. I end with be more righteous. Because holiness is what this world needs. Somebody needs to show that they can live this way and it be blessed by God and be happy and satisfied. And that's the way you want to live. Now, none of us are perfect. I had my neighbor that one of their boys was in jail. Another one was messed up here. Another one was messed up here with drugs. Another one, he walked up to me one time. And I hope this is not a proud statement. He said, Mike, he says, if I'd have had my boys in church, my boys wouldn't have turned out the way they did. If I would have done right, my boys wouldn't be a mess. And I want you to know, God's way blesses you. Satan's way curses you. And we need to go God's way with our young people and our children, our teenagers and our young adults and our older adults, and realize it's the best way. And then be repulsed by evil. And then realize I'm going to pray and I'm going to proclaim, because somebody can be spared. I can talk at school, at work, to my neighbors, to my friends, at business, at shopping, strangers. I can proclaim this and realize that this is that, and I can be more righteous myself. And we just have to live it. Put the last one up. We just have to live it. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. I'm going to do that. I'm going to work at it. When I fall down, do sin, I'm going to confess it, get back up, and do right. If I need to apologize to people, do you apologize to people? Yeah. And then it says, and I'm going to hate every wrong way. I'm going to run from it myself, and I'm going to run to God myself, and I'm going to try to take as many people running to God with me. My family, my friends, co-workers. We can influence. Do you influence this world one person at a time? One person at a time. Why don't you influence 3 or 4 people this year for God? Pick up some people that aren't walking with God and try to influence them to start walking with God, to find salvation, to find life. One person at a time in 2017 to live right in a wrong world, to try to help other people grab a hold of it and walk right. And you're not perfect, but you're walking right, and it sure blesses you, and it's wonderful. And to get other people walking with you is God's plan. One at a time. It's God's plan. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Think with me. Hope you say, preacher, I need this morning. I need this. I need to be more righteous myself. There's some things in my life that I got to throw out, and some things I got to start doing. The right things I got to start doing. The wrong things got to go. Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me. Some wrong things that got to go. Some right things that got to start doing more. Pray for me. Can I have you pray your hands? Your hands? Hands? My hands up. Should be everybody's hand. Pray for me. Pray for me. Some things got to go. I know it. Some things got to start doing right. Then I got to be repulsed. You got to get nauseated about evil. God hates it with holy hatred. And then you got to start praying for it. Praying for it when you see it, the people and the events and our culture, media, music. And then after you're praying for all that, you got to start proclaiming. You got to start talking. And then lastly, you got to keep living, living more, living closer, living more real, more relevant. And when you fall, get up. But keep repulsed by it, praying for it, proclaiming it. And change our world one person at a time. We must. If you're here this morning, say, preacher, I'm on the wrong way. I'm going the wrong road. I don't know Jesus as my Savior, and you're talking about living right, and I don't know if I'm a saved person. I don't know if I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I want to do right, but I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Not sure. Pray for me. Can I pray with you? Every head bowed, every closed. Let me pray with you. Can you raise your hand? Let me pray with you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that hand. If you would like me at this time to get a man to a man, a woman to woman, and take you in a side room and show you right now how you can be saved, if you want that right now, look up at me directly. If not, keep your heads down. I'll pray for you. Don't leave without talking to somebody about knowing you're saved, because it can happen right here. You can believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And life comes in. His Spirit comes in and helps you live the right life in a wrong world.